66 degrees now in Urbana. We'll have a look at our forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser in a moment. First with AM 580 News, I'm Tom Rogers. The House in Illinois was set to return to Springfield November 12th to begin its veto session, but House Speaker Michael Madigan has canceled the first week of the two-week session. Amanda Vinicky has more.
The Speaker's spokesman, Steve Brown, says there's no reason for the House to return. The veto session is when the legislature is supposed to take action on measures the governor's changed or outright rejected. But Brown says the House has already acted on all of the measures before it.
Traditionally, there is the veto session. It happens in the fall. In election years, it happens after the general election occurs. In this particular year, because of the activities of the administration, we were back sooner.
The House is now scheduled to return November 19th. Governor Rod Blagojevich used his veto power to change ethics legislation and to cut nearly $1.5 billion from the state budget. Rather than wait until November, the House returned this summer and earlier this fall to deal with those issues. The Senate has also taken care of much of the business that would normally be dealt with in veto session. A spokesperson for the Senate president says no decision has been made yet, but the Senate, too, may shorten its time at the Capitol. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The Champaign School Board will take an upcoming meeting to discuss a proposal to put more financial documents on their website. Board members agreed to consider the plan made at Monday night's meeting by Tony Pomonas, the Republican County Board candidate, says Unit 4 should follow the lead of more than 30 other Illinois school districts and post their check registry online. That is, records of each district payment, its recipient, an amount, and a short line explaining its purpose. Pomona says putting the check registry on the Unit 4 website would help bolster its case for the upcoming countywide tax referendum to fund school facilities.
November the 4th, there's a referendum on the ballot that's asking for more money in the form of a sales tax increase. So it could really benefit the school district itself in that it would convince people to sort of have more faith in the system, see where their money is being spent.
School Board President Dave Tomlinson says he's willing to discuss the idea, but wants to be sure putting the information on Unit 4's website won't be too much of a strain on district staff. Finance Director Gene Logus cautioned the district's check registry would need modification to include the information Pomonas is seeking. The proposal could come up for discussion as soon as the next school board meeting, October 27th. The fifth and sixth civil lawsuits have now been filed against the Urbana School District in the wake of convicted former teacher John White. Attorney Tom Bruno says he's filed suits in Champaign County on behalf of two unidentified girls. They were former students of White's, and they charged that the former Thomas Paine school teacher sexually molested them in their class. White is serving a 60-year prison sentence for those incidents and others at his previous job in a grade school in Normal. The suits also name current and former Urbana administrators, teachers, and staff, claiming they were negligent in letting White continue teaching despite complaints against him. Urbana school officials referred comments to the district's attorney, who has not returned calls. Champaign police are investigating a bank holdup yesterday at the Bank Champaign near Marketplace Mall. Police say the suspect entered the bank with a black bag yesterday afternoon and gave a note to the teller demanding money, saying he had a weapon. The teller believed he had a weapon, but none was displayed. He took off with an undisclosed amount of money and may have fled the scene in a white van or SUV. Anybody asked with information about the holdup should call Champaign police or send anonymous tips to Crime Stoppers. The former director of the Vermilion County, Indiana Emergency Management Program has been indicted on three counts of theft. 68-year-old Raymond Colombo was arrested yesterday and released from a Vermilion County jail in Newport on bond. He's accused of using federal funds to obtain personal property such as TVs, kitchen appliances, and a $9,300 landscaping tractor. According to an affidavit filed in Vermilion Circuit Court, the items were obtained on at least three occasions in contracts with the Terre Haute Electrical Company, which overbid the cost of its services to the county to hide the costs of the purchases requested by Colombo. The Associated Press left a message at Colombo's house seeking comment. Patrons of Illinois' tollways who carpool or drive hybrids will soon be able to use designated express lanes under a plan to be introduced by Governor Blagojevich. The lanes will be located along the busiest stretches of the tollways with the goal of reducing congestion, braking, and acceleration, and thereby cutting emissions. If it's approved by the State Toll Highway Authority, the lanes would be in place by 2010 to be carved out of existing lanes. The Chicago Sun-Times reports the proposed green lanes will capitalize on a new twist in carpool lanes, high occupancy toll lanes that will allow solo drivers to use those lanes. Solo drivers, though, would be charged a yet-to-be-disclosed premium rate above the existing cost of a toll for the right to use that lane. Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL Weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser is in the weather office this morning. Hi, Ed.
Good morning.
And we saw a little bit of rain here, and of course, without looking at the radar, I can't really tell whether everybody is getting the same kind of rain that we did or not, but we've got showers in the air, obviously.
Yeah, we had a 1/100th of an inch up to 7 o'clock this morning, and just a trace since then, just a few spotty showers here, but some heavier rain has fallen to our north and west, and we've missed out on that so far, and later on today we'll probably get some rain, but there's a band that looks like anywhere from a half to three-quarters of an inch of rain fell from eastern Cass County, which is northwest